If you wanna know where I'm going, where I'm going soon. If anybody asks you where I'm going, where I'm going soon, I'm going up yonder, I'm going up yonder, I'm going up yonder to be with my Lord. I'm going up yonder, I'm going up yonder, I'm going up yonder to be with my Lord.
I can take the pain,
I can take the pain,
the heartache that it brings,
the heartaches it brings,
the comforting knowing
I'll soon be gone.
God gives me grace,
God gives me grace,
I'll run this Christian race,
to run this Christian race,
and soon I'll see my Savior face to face.
I'm going up yonder, I'm going up yonder, I'm going up yonder to be with my Lord. Oh, oh, I'm going up yonder, I'm going up yonder, I'm going up yonder to be with my Lord. If you wanna know where I'm going, where I'm going soon. If anybody asks you where I'm going, where I'm going soon. Oh, oh, I'm going up yonder, I'm going up yonder, I'm going up yonder to be with my Lord.
Excellent. Thank you, Nyla. Thank you, Michael. Enjoyed that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Is that your desire? Is that your hope? Amen. Going beyond this life, this pest house. Amen. 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 What a precious thing. Amen. Let's take up our offering. Any other specials that somebody didn't tell me about? If you have a burning one on your heart, you're more than welcome to. Amen. But let's take up our offering this morning. Brother Kern, could you help us take up our offering? And, we're going to sing Amen, E of F.
Father God, the prophet said one time from Moses and Noah, an ordinary boat wasn't sufficient.
Yes.
But it was a God-constructed boat.
Yes, amen. Thank
this
you.
This end time, Lord, you said a church, an ordinary church, is not sufficient, but a Bible-constructed church.
Hallelujah. Amen.
That is
thank
why
you.
We are here today, Lord.
Yes,
to
Father.
Deep in your word, Lord God.
Yes.
We pray, Lord God, that you bless the man servant and as he brings the meat to us. Remember each and every heart that has entered into his meat. Meet the needs of the people, your Father. We pray, Lord God, that you bless the title of friend. Let those that can give me that can go. We ask that it goes to the further into the ministry. We ask all of you to be with us.
Amen. 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 going to love Him. Amen. Oh, amen. 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 Are you going to praise Him? Amen. 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 Are you going to worship Him? Amen. Oh, amen. 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 Do you love Him? Amen. Will you serve Him? Do you believe Him? Amen. 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 The Bible is true. Amen. I believe it. It's the Word of God. Amen. Amen. Do you believe He's coming? Amen. 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 Let's ask it this way. Do you believe He's here? Amen. I believe it. Amen. Oh, amen. 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 Do you love Him? Amen. Amen. Will you serve Him? Amen. Amen. One more time. Oh, amen. 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 Give the Lord a clap of praise. Amen. Amen means so be it. It has nothing to do with gender. I don't know if y'all heard about that judge talking about a man and a woman. It's so blasphemous in the day and age that we live in. Or I think it was a judge. But it means so be it. It was a Methodist preacher. Okay, I thought it was some sort of judge. Yeah. Well, but it's just blasphemous. Blasphemous to think. But you know what? It means so be it. And as we were going to Ohio, you know, we were listening to Christ, the Mystery of God Revealed, and Brother Branham sings that at the end. Amen. It's just, I'm like, you know what? We need to sing that at church. I said amen to that. Praise God. Amen. Do you love Him? Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's just go ahead and have Brother Wade come. And so let's stand to our feet and let's sing Open the Eyes of My Heart. And I hope that you just don't sing amen, but you say amen to the word too. Amen. That's the most important part. Amen. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see You. I want to see You. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Oh, open the eyes of my heart. I want to see You. Yes, I want to see You. To see You high and lifted up, shining in the light of glory, pour out Your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 high and lifted up, shining in the light of Your glory.
You love Him today. your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy.
Sing it to him.
Oh, holy, holy, holy. You are holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.
Amen. See you more clearly every day, huh? The world is allowing us to see it more clearly because they're proving what they are. But we're also going to prove who we are. So, yeah, you ought to, Brother Kern let us watch that last night. It was a pastor of a Methodist church prayed over the House and Senate. And he prayed to several gods. One monotheism and one other one and Allah and the other one. And then he said amen and a woman at the end of the service. How horrible that the place we've come to. Used to it meant something, you know. Brother Brown said our nation was founded on Christian religion, but boy, somewhere she got off the path. But we knew she would because she turned him down in 1956. She turned God down in 1956. We believe what the prophet said, she'll never come back. Amen. And he said, I believe she'll either take it or turn it down. Well, you know what happened? She turned it down. She being this nation. So, but you know what? God's still blessing us. I wouldn't live anywhere else. Wouldn't live, sorry, you can say him. I wouldn't live in, I'd like to go to Alaska, maybe live in different parts, but, Brother Chris, it'd be nice to go up there for a little while. I always told Dad, I said, you know, if the Lord said, now, Brother Wade, I need you to go to, like, Nicaragua or somewhere, I'm like, well, Lord, let's pray about this, but now if he said, now, once you go to Alaska, I'd be like, that was you, Lord. But Luis would be different. He's, cause he's going to Nicaragua. Yeah, we're getting ready to go. So it's just different. I don't speak the language down there. I can't speak their language. So, but good to be in the house of the Lord. Good to be back. We're going to start a new series. I noticed you, if you'll notice, I've got these little, we will not be using it today because we're going to be before creation. All right. We were at the Collins's last night and we were talking about how that hey, Brother Lewis, Brother Bob, Brother William, we seem to can't get out of Genesis and Revelation. We can't seem to get out of the mind of God. Because when I started the series on the two spirits, we went back into, you know, when Satan was created or Lucifer was created. And so now we're going way on back and we're going to talk about eternal redemption. And we're the only people in this world that know the right plan of redemption. The bride of Jesus Christ taking the message of the hour from the prophet that said, let's go back into the back part of God's mind and unveil it today in Christ the Mystery of God Reveal. I had already picked out the same quote Brother Luis read that long when he read Wednesday night, and I'd already picked parts of all those out. So we're kind of all, we're rowing in the same, yeah, it's hot. Jim, can you turn the air on? Just push it all the way down where it says fan. Yep, right, over, right there. You have a new job now. You can't say I don't know what to look for. But we're all kind of rowing in the same direction, I hope, but we're all actually in the same water. So, listen, it's for somebody. It's got to be. For us to keep circling around the same place. I told y'all back in June or July when a lot of new ones were coming in and being baptized and the kids are starting, or young adults, had started paying more attention to the message or to the what's being preached. I was praying and God, I was saying, God, we can't leave these people behind. And remember what the Lord told me? He said, I'm coming back to get them. Don't worry. Well, listen, you can only come back so many times. Cause there's one time when God said, that's it. He played with them for 400 years. They got to Kadesh Barnea and God said, you either are going to go in. Are you going to die right here? And a lot of them died. So please don't die. God has come to get us all. Amen. He has looped back to get the ones that maybe, I don't mean, say slow in man's knowledge, but we're all slow in God's knowledge. There's revelation we still need, all of us. Brother Dale's been 50, 60 years in the message, and there's still revelation he needs.
Right, amen.
So, you know, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying some of us, though, come in kicking and screaming. Some comes in like, you know, when I took math classes in school, and, man, I love math, and I could just get in. It's like Brother Joe and I were talking about chess. And I'm just going to say this. It just came to me. He said, well, boy, you get into playing chess. He said, you know, man, I said, Louisa get into it. He missed church to play chess. So, but I mean, every time there's a chess game going, you know, I go out and start doing something else, digging a hole or working on a car that I don't know nothing about. But Brother Louisa say, yeah, let's play chess. Well, see, that's the way it is with the Word of God. Some are like that. Some wouldn't miss an opportunity to read the Word of God, listen to a tape, fellowship with the brothers. Others would just say, yeah, I'm part of that, but you'll go do something else. Okay? So who's got to decide that? You decide that. Amen? So when it comes to the Word of God, it's the same way. But today we're going to start on this redemption. Now, we did this in a part, I think, Brother Joe, I looked way on back. It may have been like even 2005 or 6 or 7. I did this, and we renovated this chart a couple of times since then. But we're going to try to go through the complete plan of redemption, but we're going to go and pull it out in pieces. Yeah. Instead of just running through here, because, you know, we're going to take it to the very end. We'll run through every bit of this. But when we get to the church ages, we're going to see what Paul taught, Irenaeus taught, different ones. We're going to see what Moses did with the Ten Commandments. As we were talking last night, where the prophet of God called them the seals to those people. And we're going to look at the Old Testament because, listen, every piece is a plan of redemption. The Old Testament is part of the plan of redemption. Whether it didn't redeem one person, like we are talking about redemption, it was part of the redemption process. Amen? Because it was Jehovah, it was Christ in Moses, Christ in David. Remember? And then we come to the fullness of the Godhead body. This Brother Dale's talking about. We're going to just all intertwine again today too, as we did this morning. But you know what it does? It keeps your mind fresh. Right. Keeps your mind fresh when one brings it one way and one brings it another. We're all going the same direction. So also I'd like to announce that Brother Aaron will not be preaching for us anymore because he's not preaching on Wednesday night and I got to preach. So he ain't preaching no more. This week. No, he's working late, and I understand. I told him, I said, we may not get there till 7:30. I said, you don't start preaching till 7:30 anyway. But he didn't want to come in his dirty clothes, so bless his heart. So I'll be doing Sunday, Wednesday service. Pray for June and I. We're going to South Carolina just as soon as we leave here and going to visit her dad because I'm off tomorrow because it's a federal holiday. So I'm off tomorrow, and we're going to go see him for a little while. Also, next Sunday, Brother Chris Long will be here with us. And he will be speaking on that, both services on that Sunday. Has everybody got that? Say amen. Amen. On February the 6th, don't forget the banquet. As Brother Terrence is telling you about, sign up downstairs. We've got some young people that are going to serve for us. Amen. That will be serving for, no, there ain't nobody younger than you. Look behind you, buddy. Sorry. I'm looking at you. And also, before we forget it, this comes up on people just like Christmas. June the 17th through the 19th, we have the lodge rented again. You say that's in June. Don't worry. A lot of you will come up 3 days before and go, oh, it's Father's Day? It's on the calendar. But June the 17th through the 19th, we'll be having our Father's Day fishing trip just like we did last year. So just keep that in your mind and put that on your calendar. Also, I will be doing, Brother Chris Long's going to have a weekend Easter service, April the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and I'll be doing it for him. So just keep us in your prayers. That kind of gets you caught up with everything. So, well, let's go to Hebrews 9:11. And let's look why. You know, when you say eternal redemption, boy, you think of everlasting and all these different covenants. Redemption is not temporary. Right. Now, we won't need redemption as far as the new birth, once you get the new birth, but there still is, it's going to carry with us the whole time. Yeah, We're going to realize, Brother Chris, that we were lost. We're not going to get to the future home and go, oh, I can't remember nothing. No, you're going to remember who you are, where you came from. But now the former things will be passed away, the old things, the things that hurt you, the things that... But you're going to remember all the good things. Amen? And you'll remember because you know what? When Jesus, when he walks up to us and holds his hands up like this, you're going to see that that's eternal redemption because that body that's being made, that has been made eternal is going to have scars still in it for an eternity. Amen? So we're going to start with eternal redemption, the plan part one. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you for the day. Thank you for the words you've given us already. Lord, I pray that you would now anoint us for this journey for a little while, Lord, that you would speak to your people. You be the active participant in this service, Father. You be the one that does the speaking. Father, if there's anyone needs healing, we pray that you'd heal their body, Lord. Number one, though, we pray that you'd heal the soul, that you would take someone, Lord, and take them through that new birth, through justification, sanctification, baptism, the Holy Ghost, and bring them into your kingdom because we still believe the plan of redemption is going on. Lord, until you get to the day that you take the, even when you take the Gentiles away, there's still going to be a plan of redemption for the Jews and then a plan of redemption for the earth, which we'll cover far from here. But Lord, just keep us in the center, Lord, where we can see what's going on and not be worried about what's going on in the world, Lord. But when we come together, Lord, let us talk about you and let us say things that are pleasing to you, Father. Let our conversation be about you, Lord. Just lead us and guide us by your Holy Spirit. Bless us, Lord. Take care of us. Be with Brother Chris as he travels here, Lord, next week about Friday. And be with him in his travels there. We pray that you just touch him now in Jesus' name. Amen. And good to have Brother Chris Reynolds back with us. Amen. He's lost a little hair since the last time we've seen him. But he has a new job and it's closer to here. It's right around the corner at Kubota and he's living in Cleveland. So this is where you ought to be. Hebrews 9, verse 11. But Christ, being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building. In other words, Paul's talking about what went on back in the Old Testament, as far as the bulls and the goats and the hanging of the badger skin and all these different things. Holy of Holies. He's saying it's not there now. It's more perfect tabernacle. It's like Brother Dale said, it's in flesh now. All right? Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered once into the holy place, and here's my point, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Now that comes from the Bible, can't be changed, but he obtained, remember, or you can be seated, the prophet of God told us, he said Jesus didn't come to bring in your inheritance. That's kind of strange because we all thought, no, that's why Jesus, He came to what? He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way back to your inheritance, Brother Bram said. Your inheritance was before the foundation of the world. So I want us to see that God has, when this plan developed, I want you to do something for me. Even today, I want you to go home and just for a few minutes sit down and say, I am God. And just sit down and just let the plan of redemption unfold in your head. Now, it doesn't have to be. That's what I'm trying to break it down really intricate and get into the little minute details. But just be God and know that, like Brother Dale said, he couldn't be the fullness of the Godhead bodily at 12 years old. Yet inside of that man potentially was that part of him. He didn't change persons. You didn't change persons, Brother Bram said. When you got the new birth, it was you and God together as persons. Amen? Amen? Yeah. So here we are. We see a man standing, and he was a man before the foundation of the world. And he was, as you would say, like Brother Branham would say, taking the picture, but I would like to see a man standing here, a young boy, and he's standing here in front of a desk, floating out in eternity. No star. No earth to put his feet on. He's just right out there in eternity and he's standing on something. What? He's standing on his revelation. He's standing on his eternal foundation. And Brother Chris, he goes, okay, this is the way it's going to be. We're going to put that over there. We're going to put that. Because this whole thing that you see right here, this was already in the mind of God before there was anything. Before there was anything, Brother Branham tells us, how many people have you heard in any form, go on YouTube, go on different ones, they never say, let's go back into the back part of God's mind. Right. Let's go back into eternity. Nobody ever does that. Right. They deal with what's right here. They can't. Without the new birth, you can't be in the mind of God.
Right.
You can't know what God knows. But if you do have the new birth, folks, that's what I'm telling you. You can go home today and say, well, now, Brother Wade, I don't understand it like you do. You can understand it like you do.
Right.
You got the same new birth I do. Right. You got the same Holy Ghost that wrote the Bible.
Right.
You're just not letting Him work.
Right.
That's our problem.
Right.
Brother Brown said the Holy Ghost is a gentleman.
Glory.
If you don't want Him to go through that door, He's not going to bust that door down and go into whatever door in your heart or door, something you harbor.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be sin. It just has to be maybe, I don't like to do this, or I don't like to do that, or something back and forth. But let God in your house first.
Yes.
You get God in your house.
Right.
Yes. Get God in your house, and you have obtained eternal redemption. What? He got it from what? Before that, He got it from the Father. But He was the Father made manifest.
Glory.
As the Son.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
Same person. Because listen, and we'll go to this first quote, but listen, that having obtained eternal redemption for us, He didn't remember, again, it was a shocker when I read this quote. Jesus Christ never came to bring you your inheritance. That even proves it right there. Having obtained eternal redemption for us.
Right,
His body, He had to obtain redemption of His body.
Right, amen.
Amen?
Amen?
It wasn't eternal.
Right.
It wasn't eternal until the death, burial, resurrection.
Right.
But He's the only one who could do that.
Glory.
Because remember, and we'll get into it when we get into time, because we're not going to be in time. This is all the time and the seven dimensions and all that. We'll get into that a little bit later. But this is before, as Brother Ram says, before the eternal. But now remember an eternal covenant or an eternal redemption never had a beginning. And it'll never have an end. Thereby got eternal. But now there's many times that God has made an everlasting or a conditional covenant.
Exactly.
First thing in the garden. Don't eat of that.
Right.
Do eat of that. You'll live. You'll die.
Right.
Alright? That's not unconditional though. That's if Adam didn't do that.
Right.
But now remember, that's why I love the scripture, and we'll read it a little bit, of Genesis 3:15. He said, I will put enmity.
Amen.
I will. Many times we're going to read too when Abraham, during his journey, we're going to read in Genesis 12 where God says, I will, I will, I will, I will. It's not Abraham if you will. He didn't ever say, now Abraham, if you'll believe what I said. No. No, he never said that. It was many though everlasting covenants, because God made an everlasting covenant with a rainbow. But that's everlasting. It's not eternal. He made an everlasting covenant with different people down through time, but that everlasting covenant is done away with. But an eternal covenant you can never do away with. When God says, I will. So God in the beginning, as the man I said is standing at his board here, and he's already a creator because he had to create the board. Brother Chris, you got what I said. Nobody else did. But anyway, so you look at God, He's sitting here and He's going, and listen, I like what Brother Dale said, and I hope he gets on the predestination, because that's what I'm going to cover a little bit. But see, God didn't just say, this is it. Come on. Because it's depending on your choice, I thought. So what you chose, God knew if you had, let's just say you had five choices in your life. Just say, if Brother Luis had five choices in his life, God knew all five, how they would begin,
right.
what would happen in his life, who he would not marry and marry and not have kids and have kids. And if he did every one of them, God would know why. That you say, oh, brother, wait. No, he's infinite. An infinite God knows, but by foreknowledge, by what we're talking about right now, this is fore, F-O-R-E, foreknowledge. God could stand at his big booth here. Have you ever thought about this? And every person that breathed a breath of life, he knew when they would come, what their choice would be, and what would their choice be if they chose something else. Standing right here. Every person. There's 7 billion people in the world now. There's probably about 20 or so billion people in the ground that come from it back from the flood back to here. And he knew every one of them and what they would do. And every choice that could be made, every variable, Brother Joe and I, he didn't know I was going to preach on this, but he got back there talking about chess. He said in the first four moves of chess, after the first four moves of chess, there's not billions. So many billions of different moves that you can make. And that's just playing in a little board about this big. Much less an infant God. You understand what I mean? Whatever move you made, he knew that. And if you didn't make that move, he knew what was going to happen. But to be God, that's the way it had to be. But listen, you and I can't sit here, though, and fathom that in our brain. It would drive us crazy. Right? So he condescended. So that he could say, let there be. Now, we can understand that. So we can say, I'm going to create a ball called the earth. I'm going to put it just far enough from the sun, and I'm going to put my people on it. Let us make man in our image. Right? So we take this God we can't understand down to a God now that we can understand. But he doesn't change. He didn't leave the Father, because the Son did the creating, but who did the speaking? The Word did the speaking. But it wasn't, it's like we were talking about last night, but you got to remember one thing. When you take Jesus in the Father, when he says, I only do that. Now, you and I, we have arguments in our brain every day with ourselves. And you know what? Sometimes that might be God that you're arguing with. Hello! But Jesus never had a day when he got up and eat breakfast in the morning that he said something and the one inside of him said, that's not right. But remember, he was the fullness. He came without a carnal mind. He came without a sex veil over his face. Amen? Our problem is we got a past. And it's kind of sordid because we don't know what. But Jesus knew his past. It was back there with the Father. In John 17, he said, oh, pray, Father. We'll get into it. I'm done moving on down this way through the message. He said, I want to have glory with you like we had before the foundation of the world. It wasn't two people. But his plan of redemption was unfolding because he had to stand at his desk one day and say, I got to go save those people because this is the choices they made. And I'm going to have a group of people. I'm going to have children. There's Lucifer. You're not even in the picture, buddy. He helped fulfill this. But remember, if Lucifer hadn't have come, there would have been none of this. There would have just been God right up here at the top in the seventh dimension, and it would have been all of his brides spoken into existence, and we'd lived in Eden. That would have been it. I wouldn't say that was boring, but there would be no plan. There would be no your choice. There would be no judge. There would be no savior. I'm going to read that quote. To give him purpose. Amen. To give God the ultimate purpose of all these different titles, he had to put man in human flesh. Right. But before he did, now here we go. Now here's number one. Before he put us in human flesh, remember, he's already in the future home. Yeah. Knows what's going to happen, knows who's coming on the scene, know who's going to do what, knew Hitler was coming when he did, knew this one was coming, knew Moses, knew Pharaoh, knew everybody was coming in these places, And he just wrote it out in the plan of redemption in the Bible. Before the foundation of the world.
Right.
And we're going to cover that because keep that in your mind. Keep the book in your mind.
Amen.
Now, not a physical book. Right. Everybody got that? Say amen.
Amen.
Not a physical book.
Right.
What's the old saying is, I can read you like a...
Right.
A what? I can read you like a book.
Right.
Then that must be who you are.
Right.
You are the book.
Right.
That book of redemption that was open, it's not a physical book.
Right.
That was me and you.
Right.
He opened the seals and revealed you. The full plan of redemption. So let's just read this number one right here. If I don't get through this, I'm going to stop at 3:30. And we'll continue on Wednesday since ain't going to nobody preach on Wednesday night. I guess I'll do it. That's a good song. That's good. Did a good job. Job, the oldest book in the Bible, was supposed to even be written before Moses wrote Genesis. But the oldest book in the Bible was speaking of redemption, and yet redemption was far, way before that. Hold on a minute. Look. Redemption was way before Job wrote it in a book. Redemption is one of the oldest things in the Bible. Did you know redemption was even before the plan of redemption was laid out before the world was ever formed? Think of that. God foreseeing, now there we go, foreknowledge. He foreknew all things. And what did it matter if it took him billions of years to see it all unfold? He's eternal. It doesn't really matter. He probably saw it in an instant. God foreseeing. We might get into that a little bit with dimensions. Do you know when they talk about dimensions, they all... If you travel fast enough, even in a spaceship, that when you come back, you're not as old as you were when you left. Because your body is either speeding up or slowing down. We'll talk about that a little bit later, but it's already proven. And that's what they're trying to do with the moving people around. You know, taking them from one position, putting them in another. Like they did on Star Trek. Oh, Star Trek? Yeah, I didn't. You watched that, didn't you? You watched that on Hulu, didn't you? Think of that. Well, really, think about it though. Man has tapped into God's library. That's what we've been talking about. They know that there is a way to transport. Ask Philip.
Right, amen.
Ask Philip. Philip was right here for 1 minute with a eunuch, and all of a sudden, he's over here in a revival. And he didn't even say, beat me up, Scotty. Y'all know what I'm talking about now, don't you? But they would show them in that transporter room, and what? All of a sudden they'd get real fuzzy. What? Breaking the atoms apart and sending them in another. And that's what they're doing. But you know what? That's what God did. When he came back and walked through the wall and appeared to the disciples, same thing happened.
Amen.
He just broke his atoms up, walked right through the wall, and put them right back together.
Amen.
That's why you and I will travel like a thought. Because we'll have the same body like he had, and he was walking on this earth, and it was a still old filthy earth. Plan of redemption was not finished yet, physically. Now, when I say physically, we know the plan of redemption, I'm telling you, was finished way before the foundation of the world. The lamb was slain, we'll read that in a minute, before the foundation of the world, but it had to physically happen on the earth. Right? So God foreseeing and making a way of redemption before he even made the world. For the Bible plainly says that Christ was predestinated, foreordained, and was the Lamb of God slain before the foundation of the world. That's right. Way before the world was made, God had a plan of redemption. That's why Adam could do what he did and not get by with it, but not be destroyed by it. Got it? 1 Corinthians 2 verse 6. Well, when I started doing this, I really enjoy this. So if y'all don't enjoy this, I'm going to enjoy it right here. I'm going to get in my little eternal bubble, and I'm going to enjoy it right here. I told Brother Kern and him, I said, we're just in this bubble. We're into the, if you don't get in God's bubble, you're out in the world. There's a protection that you can walk into this redemptive plan, this eternal plan of God, and be part of it, or you can stay out there in the world. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that what? Come to naught. You know, one day, as Brother Dale was talking about, we see how that the Bible tells us that just fear the second death. Because one day the soul, if Bill Gates or whoever you, never gets born again, he's just going to go away. The greatest men in the world we've seen, all the great people, the great, great leaders, great minds of this world, one day they're just going to vanish, never to be remembered again. That'd be hell enough for me to know that one day I was just going to go completely out of existence and they're just not going to be me no more. But boy, thank God for a plan of redemption.
Amen.
That you can get inside that plan of redemption and you can just what? Eternal redemption.
Right.
It doesn't end.
Right.
Amen.
Nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained. Look now, before the world unto our glory.
Right. Exactly.
Not His. Our glory. Titus 1 verse 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, and an apostle, Paul, a servant of God, an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness. Watch. In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began.
Right.
Promised. Remember, the Bible said he could swear by no other, so he swore by himself. But how did this, but how does this develop? But hath in due times manifested his word through preaching. So in other words, there's a plan of redemption out there, but somebody's got to get it to you.
Right.
Somebody's got to accept it. Somebody's got to live it. So through preaching, which is committed unto me, Paul, now be careful, according to the commandment of God, our Savior. We've read this scripture many times. Go to Ephesians 1. We've read this scripture many times, but I've never read it like this before. This is the plan of redemption in about 11 verses.
Amen.
Give me Ephesians 1, and I can explain the plan of redemption
right. From
Ephesians 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, so it's not to everybody, it's to the saints, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
But now wait a minute. That's not the whole plan. That we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ, what? To himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. I've always said if you were to see that young 20-year-old God, I hate it when the world pictures God as an 80-year-old man that can't hardly walk. This is God. No, God's a 20-year-old kid.
Right.
Yes. But he's standing there and he's going, stop right there. Don't you think God's got a sense of humor? He made you, didn't he? That's what somebody says. God got a sense of humor. Look at the platypus. You know what, a platypus? He's got like four different identities of four different animals in one.
Right.
But no, look, I think, I'm joking, but look, according to the good pleasure of his will,
right.
His pleasure was to have me and you here in all of our inadequacies.
Right.
And everything, when David is the apple of God's eye, yet he had his best friend murdered.
Yeah.
Because he had committed adultery.
Right.
to the praise of the glory of His grace. Now remember, God doesn't need grace. We need grace. God is grace. But we need grace. So this is all this, all this blessing is being heaped on me and you. Wherein He hath made us accepted in Jesus Christ, who is the perfect one, and to whom we have what? Redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. Now watch. Wherein He hath abounded. That's heaped on. Where He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Oh man, Paul, listen. If Brother Branham could go back in the back part of God's mind, he couldn't write the Bible again. But he could tell us what the Bible said. But now Paul, I believe, went back in the back part of God's mind and God said, this is what I want you to write down. Sorry. Paul wrote 80% of the New Testament, which is what? The eternal Word of God. Wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Look, having made known unto us the mystery of His will. In Christ the mystery of God revealed, you were the mystery that was to be revealed. Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, right? According to His good pleasure, there He is again, which He has purposed in Himself. In other words, like I said, His eternal covenant. I will. Abraham, you can give your wife away twice. I don't care. I know at the end you're going to have a child. I know you're going to believe me. I know you, me, all of us are going to go out in the world for 20 years and do what we want to do, but I know that when I come to you and say, hey buddy, this is it, that you're going to respond in the way that you that God saw you respond before the foundation of the world. Folks, let me tell you something. God wrote every word of this Bible for the people that are reading it. He did not write it to the whole world. Because He had you in mind when He wrote it. Now the world can read it, and to some people, it's a good story. But to us, it's God speaking to me and you. I like that song. I think Zach Williams sings it. Before I was made, you wrote down my name. And we're going to read the scripture in a minute. It's going to prove that. Before you were even made, before your mom and daddy even, before your mom and daddy's mom and daddy, mom and daddy, mom and daddy was ever born, God knew who you were. And wrote you in a book. This whole Bible is developed because of what Christian people chose. I just believe that. I just believe that. Having made known unto who? Us. Not the world. The mystery of His will according to His good pleasure which He hath purposed in Himself. Look, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, that's right now, in the 2,000 years that it took for us to see there was a Redeemer come on earth to this day here, right here, in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him. Now watch. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance. Oh no, I was born before the foundation of the world. No, I had the seed inside of me when I come. Forget it. You got to obtain. You got to fight for your redemption. We know it's already set in God's mind. No doubt. But you and I don't even know what the next 10 minutes is going to bring. He does. And we don't go through it like this either. Nope. You're a free moral agent until the day you pass away or we take a body change. Amen. In Him also we have obtained an inheritance. Now who'd we obtain it from? Not Jesus Christ. Remember, He didn't come to bring you an inheritance. But if we connect ourselves to the way, the truth, and the life, there, our inheritance was before the foundation of the world. You and I gotta realize it. And when Brother Branham come, I mean, that's a great thing when he said, if you have eternal life, you always was eternal. Yeah, no doubt. But you gotta receive it. He'll go on and people will just go right over the statement, the little thing that he says. He says, now, Abraham Lincoln, this man goes to Abraham Lincoln. And he says, my buddy didn't shoot that guy, but they're going to kill him tomorrow. Abraham Lincoln writes down, pardoned Abraham Lincoln. The buddy takes it and says, hey, buddy, look, this is... He didn't accept it.
Right?
A pardon is not a pardon unless it's received or accepted as a pardon. That's the same way with me and you. You got to accept that. Now, once you become, and you become quickened, as Paul says, by the Word of God, then you realize, then you know by when you read this right here, when you read... You predestinated, and somebody like Brother Wade walks up and talks about eternal redemption, having obtained eternal redemption for us. You know that before the foundation of the world, it was God that did it, but it was God that saw what you would do.
Amen.
Oh, I wish people could see that. Even people in the message can't even see that. They just think, always was. I'm going to tell you people something. That's a lie of the devil, just like a Father, Son, Holy Ghost baptism. Let that soak in for a minute. Because a lie is a lie. And it becomes a worse lie when they bring it in the message. And tell people they always was. It doesn't matter. You believe Brother Brown was a prophet? Yeah, sure I do, Brother Brown. Why you always was eternal. What about all this obtaining, people? What about all this striving? What about all this fighting? Jesus even said, he said, the kingdom of God is taken by force. Not a flowery bread of bed of ease. What? Take all that overcoming out of the... What makes my righteous indignation get up? Take all that overcoming out of Revelations then if you just always got it. What you got to overcome? All right, let's get off of that. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according what? To the purpose. That purpose... Before the foundation of the world, that purpose he purposed, I am going to have children on the earth that are my children, and I'm going to make a way for them to get back to that. But I got to put them in human flesh so they make a choice. Listen, let me tell you something. That Genesis 1:26 man don't make the choice. Now, it always was eternal. But remember, it wasn't in you. You had to, remember we bypassed that. To come by mom and daddy. To come by carnal knowledge. To come by the fall. To let this catch up to us. Then when they come together. Oh, then you can say, I always was eternal. Oh, Lord, fill me up. I've been waiting. You've been waiting for an eternity for me to get here. Boy, talking about patience. Being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things. Because remember, you say, well, no, you just said that we had a will. Listen, I'm telling you though, when God says, I'm going to have a group of people, I'm going to have a bride, then that means he's going to have a bride. Devil can't do anything about it. You can't do anything about it except get in it. Accept it and get in it. Then God saw that you did accept it and he had a scripture for you and a scripture for you and a scripture for you that quickened. Listen, all of us didn't come the same way. Some would have come by here at the altar. Some would have come by laying on of hands. Some would have come by like I did, was sitting in a camper at Lake Malone in Texas. Kentucky. Amen? But I was reading the Word of God. The Bible says while the Word was being preached, the Holy Ghost fell on the people. Amen? But see, that's where I accepted it. I'd heard it for years. I'd heard it since I was a little boy. But look, what did it do? It put me into His perfect will. This is all permissive. We were born permissive because you know what? God, when he said Genesis 1:26, he said, this is my plan. This is going to be my kids. They're going to come through Adam and Eve. Right?
That's it.
But he didn't. But he knew that.
Amen.
We'll get to that in just a second. Let's go to Revelation 13:8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him who? The beast. Whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And it doesn't stop me when Brother Branham says, if you weren't there, you're never going to be there. That's all right. You know why? Because God saw you'd never want it. That bothered me for years. Y'all know that. It bothered me for years that God would let maybe somebody just go a certain point in life, or let somebody like Adolf Hitler come into the world, or let them continue on. If I was God, if they started messing with my kids, I'd be just like, but God allowed them. Listen, by his just because of his infinite mercy that Donnie comes to Christ, he knew that Adolf Hitler, if he let Adolf Hitler live 1 million, 2 million, 3 million years, Adolf Hitler would never come to the knowledge that he needed Jesus Christ as a Savior. But I'll guarantee you though, when Adolf Hitler walks up to the Day of Judgment, Christ is going to say, I came to you in 1935 or 36 or 32. And I came to you on this day and you turned me down. That's what made you who you are. Because you accepted a demon and you didn't accept me. Amen? But now remember, see, God foresaw that, knew what was going to happen, so he didn't have to give him eternal life. Because he knew he would never accept it. See, to me, that makes everything plain. That makes it that God's not a judge. He's not a... I had a preacher one time in a message said that God was a respecter of persons. People. Well, see, he had to build his case that we always were eternal. That was his case building. I said, brother, you're prophet about 85 times, and I don't even need the prophet. I got 16 scriptures in the Bible that said God is not a respecter of persons. If he was, listen, if God respected one person above me and you, we could walk up to the Day of Judgment and say, you treated him different than you did me. You can't judge me for that. But see, we can't do that. He's not a respecter of persons. He would have saved Adolf Hitler. He'd have saved Cain. We know that. It was in the Bible. He would have saved Judas. Oh, no. Yes, he would have. Brother Branham said, Judas's problem was he didn't make it to Pentecost. Right. But see, God knew that. And that went into the plan of God. That he was not, and listen, see, you got quotes where Brother Branham said he was born a son of perdition. No, he was born Judas. He had a choice. But God knew though, before the foundation of the world, what his choice would be. So therefore he could call him the son of perdition. Same way with Satan. He said, I created you perfect. We read that. Yeah. All right, here we go. Number two, Christ the mystery of God revealed. He has showed or revealed in every type that's in the Bible. Now, when we start through this, we're going to start in the Old Testament. All right? Because you have to. Yeah. Old Testament's just as part of the plan of redemption as the New Testament is. All right? That's what gets me about these men and women, you start talking about dress and hair and all this stuff, and they say, oh, that's just the Old Testament. Well, you got 10 commandments out there in your yard, don't you? Where'd that come from? I come from the Old Testament. Kick it out like you kicked the other stuff out. But not. It's just as important. It's just as important. He has showed or revealed in every type that's in the Bible. Therefore, the entire Bible, thank God for a prophet, is the revelation of God's mystery in Christ. Now, I'm going to give you a definition of the word Christ, because remember, Jesus the flesh doesn't come into existence except 2,000 years ago. Everybody got that? Say amen. Amen. Those of you that are asleep, you can just keep on sleeping. Okay? But this whole mystery is not wrapped up in one. You say, well, now, well, be careful. But listen, Christ was before the foundation of the world. Jesus the flesh was not. That's our Savior. That's our Lamb. That's the one that had, that what? Took my sin. Because Christ can't sin. Christ is not a sinner. That's why I said at Genesis 1:26, man's not a sinner. We became a sinner because we didn't accept it that way. Our Adam and Eve sold us out.
We'll get to that. The entire Bible, look, is an expression of what now? One goal that God had. But it encompasses all this we're going to talk about, but it's one goal. The entire Bible is an expression of one goal that God had. One purpose He wanted to achieve in the entire Bible. And all the acts of the believers in the Bible has been in type. Now listen. You and I are not a type. Mm-mm. Oh yeah, we could be a type of Christ. That's okay. But listen, everything in the Bible types the bride.
Right.
Everything. That's why He said, look, every type that's in the Bible. Type in what? Christ. Where's Christ? Christ in you.
Amen.
Not Christ up in heaven.
Amen.
Like Brother Brown says. He's true. That a lot of denominations can't get Jesus off the cross. He died for me 2,000 years ago, and that's all they say. And they accept that. No, it ain't all of it. He had to come back and get inside me and you. And all the acts of the believers in the Bible has been in type and expressing what God's great goal is. And now in this last day, He has revealed it and shows it.
Glory.
And God's help, well, you'll see it right here this morning. Wow, how positive. What the Lord has had in His mind all along, you know, a man couldn't say that unless he knew what he's talking about.
Right.
Remember the boxcar was sealed up and it was just presuming? We're just presuming unless that thing's open. But when the seal's open, remember what He said? He said, if you're missing the seals, come back to this message right here. The great expression of the seals is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That Christ is not in heaven. Christ is not in denominations. Christ is not even in the Bible.
Amen.
That's written words.
Yeah.
Right? Christ is an anointing.
Right.
Now when He anoints what's in the Bible, that's Him. But you can read, hey, they read the Bible and make Him a Trinity. That is not the Christ. Amen? No false doctrine can be Christ. He can allow things to happen. We know that. His permissive will, He allowed it to happen. But now, right here, in this last day, He has revealed it and shows it. What a great thing. Let's go to Revelation 12. No, I'm sorry. You're right, I'm wrong. I missed a page somewhere. What am I doing here? What am I doing? You got me all messed up. Thinking about you singing that song with that pretty girl up here. Greek lexicon. Told you I'd get it in, Luis. Alright, so let's look. This is the definition of Christ. Now I want to show you something here. We know that Christ is the anointing. But we know that Christ is the one that created all things. When they were talking to Jesus, they couldn't understand the flesh standing there. But Peter says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, which was spoke of. He said, my Father revealed that to you. But then in the Bible it says, we know you created all things. Well, now they had a mystery there that this flesh guy that they saw, several of them saw Him come from a baby all the way up. They had a problem with that. Even the Pharisees had, wait a minute. Before Abraham was, you what? Before Abraham was, you were what? He said, before Abraham was, I am. What was speaking? That was the one inside. Doing the speaking. Because Jesus was lying if He was talking about this guy, the flesh guy. Right? But He was talking from within. Like brother, we were talking about the other night. Hattie Wright said the right thing. It did not come from her persona. It came from what was inside of her. The Holy Ghost spoke and said, the salvation of my two children, because no one can give salvation except Jesus Christ. That Christ that was speaking back to what Brother Branham said, that's why I'm telling you. When you hit the same spot that she hit, when you say that ain't nothing but the truth, in your revelation, not hers, That's a good story. You understand what I mean? But it's got to be personally to you. When you stand one day and say, when you stand up one day in this service and you say, Brother Dale, that ain't nothing but the truth, you'll see things happen. Because what it done was it moved two people that were not born again. I don't care what they say happened to them in afterwards. Them two kids got eternal life. Y'all believe that? I believe that. I don't care about what nobody else believes. But she said the salvation of my two kids. And she got what she asked for. And that's the same way, Brother Dale. So you're going to have to keep saying, my body's going to be changed. My body's healed. My body's going to be changed. I'm going to be changed in the moment and twinkle of an eye. I believe what that Bible says. I believe what that says. I don't care if I keep getting stooped and I can't say my words without breathing heavy. You didn't have to laugh that loud. I'm in better shape than I have been before. But look, I don't see how these preachers can run around all over the building for an hour and a half. But this is the Christ. This was what was standing. This was the guy that was standing in eternity. The anointing. The anointed person. But what? Look, consecrating Jesus to the Messiah office and furnishing him with the necessary powers for its administration. What did Brother Bram say when you get the Holy Ghost? He said, God equipped you for your journey. That's what the Christ is. It equips you for your journey. So I'm telling you, we don't know what's going to happen this year, but if you'll let that man talk to you inside, he'll tell you what's going to happen this year. And he will give you supernatural instruction on what to do. But look, I like this part. Enduing Christians with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Christ in you, the hope of glory. But now look, I want to show you something too that I remember. Look, by the revelation we see, that Christ was the one that was spoke through Moses. We're going to look at in just a second a few of these examples. Christ spoke through Abraham. Christ spoke through Isaac. He spoke through Jacob. But it was furnishing them for their journey. So what is it doing for you? It's furnishing you for your journey. But Moses' journey was not my journey. I am not commissioned today to lead 2 million Jews to a promised land. But he was. So that was Christ, Brother Brown said, Christ in Moses, right? Yeah. Now, not when he killed an Egyptian, not when he done the things wrong he did, not when David went and had his best friend killed, but when David stood up that day and he said, I'll not leave my soul in hell or see my holy ones. Brother Brown said, a backslidden prophet, Jesus raised on a backslidden prophet's message, but it was God that spoke that message. Right. That's the difference. You gotta remember. You gotta remember, is it Christ speaking or is it you speaking? So let's look at a few examples. Enduing Christians with the gifts of the Holy Ghost. But now look, let's go back to this right here. We know in the River Jordan, we know he got an anointing. But that was anointing, that wasn't an anointing to create. That was not an anointing to create things. That was before the foundation of the world. That anointing before the foundation of the world. That Christ, he was anointed to create.
Glory.
But now that anointing, though, had to come into human flesh so that the flesh could die for you. Christ can't die. Christ can't sin. Christ is that Genesis 1:26 man. But he gives you, furnishes you with the necessary powers for what? The administration it needs for the time. Adam.
Oh, yeah.
Let's look at Adam. Now here's Adam. Adam's not a creator, but Adam takes creation and moves it around. He has power over creation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Right? Brother Branham said, just as Christ broods over the earth, it's what led the animals. Well, that was through Adam. That was through Adam, because Adam was a ruler of the world, right?
Right.
So he was endued with that Christ, but now not when he did there at the end. And that's what we were talking about last night. Adam couldn't be anything but the first Adam. He couldn't be the second Adam, because the second Adam is one that could die for us and come back into us. But the first Adam, he thought he maybe could save Eve. That's why I can't stand the doctrine they have of Adam having to place a natural seed into Eve to save her? Sex don't save nobody. Sex is what's killing us all right now. You understand what I mean? But Adam couldn't be a savior. That was not in him. It was in him to be a ruler. It was in him to be what? To be Christ on the earth at that time, to rule the animals and the wind and the storms and all whatever. Right? But when Adam walked out with Eve, Brother Brown said, though, that was Christ. He said, because Christ took on our sin as Adam took on Eve's sin and walked out of the garden with her. Now, see, I can take that. I'm not going to take that he had sexual relationship with her to save her. No, Adam's seed, natural seed, is what's killing all of us now. But being that that anointing was on Adam, right? He wasn't the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He was part of it, maybe. But when Jesus walked on earth, he was the fullness of the Godhead body. He wasn't, he didn't just have the Holy Ghost, he was the Holy Ghost. And being the Holy Ghost, he could come back into me and you, because he said out of his own mouth, he said, I'm going to send back the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. And I'll not just live with you, I'm going to be in you. Adam couldn't do that. Though Adam be the God of the earth, though Adam named every animal, though Adam moved the trees, Adam could not say, Eve, if you die, I can come back and save you. No, because 900 years later, Adam died. And he went somewhere. He didn't come back into this world. But Jesus Christ died 2,000 years ago, folks. And he came back 3 days later. And he ain't left us since. He's the only one that can do that. Abraham, same way. Abraham. We'll just go through these real quick and then we'll close. Moses. Brother Brown said what? Even the Bible says that the people had to veil Moses' face. He was so close to God.
Oh, glory.
Yes. You know, all right, you're God because you're a lot older. See what the world said? You just old man. But you're God, though. But look at me and you, though, at the situation if we would have been in that situation. Now, listen, without the Holy Ghost in our soul, all right? Got it? Because Moses didn't have the Holy Ghost in his soul. He was anointed. But that anointed man, though, spoke to God one day and said, God, if you kill them people right there, you're going to have to kill me. And you know what God said? God didn't say, okay, bye. He said, okay, Moses, I'll not kill them. Brother Brown said he threw himself in the gap just as Christ threw himself. Now, see, that's Moses, a man. But he was anointed and equipped and furnished for the job he had. And part of the job was trying to save them ignorant people. And God said, okay, Moses, okay, Abraham, I know your wife just lied to me to her face. I know your wife just lied to me. Straight to my face. But I can't kill her. Because I'd have to kill you. Showing that God will not ever kill his bride. God has never killed his bride. You say, oh, no, we don't have the second death, remember? We may die one time, but we'll never be part of the second death. Because we already died here. We died in Christ. Amen? That Moses veiled his face so close to God till when he spoke, God backed it up. And Joshua, son, you need to hang on just a little while. I got a battle I need to fight. Physical Joshua couldn't do that. It had to be Christ. Because Christ had to speak through Joshua. He was in an urgent position, the prophet said. He knew that if that sun went down, the people he was fighting would get back together. It was an urgent cry
from a believer that didn't have the new birth in the soul.
Right.
But he had an anointing for his time.
Amen.
For his administration.
Right.
And you know what God did? God said, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Sun, stand still right here. Moon, don't you move in your place.
Right. Right.
Who could have done that? Joshua didn't do that.
Right.
Christ through Joshua did it. Right. Same way with me and you. Listen, you get in an urgent position. You stand and say, God, you stopped the sun for a man in the Old Testament so he could finish his job. You stopped the moon. Lord, do something because I need you. My kids need saving. Amen. Everything. Just stand there like Joshua. David wrote all those Psalms about Christ and the Ethiopian eunuch. He was so writing about Christ, the Ethiopian eunuch says, this man speaking of himself or is he speaking of another? That was Christ speaking through David. But when the anointing came off of David, he didn't furnish David for the job of going finding somebody else's wife. That was his humanity speaking. But now remember, this is where it gets unbelievable. We'll close right here after we get to Elijah. And then we'll take up next Sunday. Remember, if David, he had a bunch of wives, right? Bunch of wives. Hundreds. Don't know how he got anything done. But the promised son could only come through Bathsheba. It boggles our mind that God would use an act like that. But it was to show that he's going to have his plan. It's going to be just like Rahab. Why in the world would you bring Rahab in any of this? A woman that had had many, many, many men in a city. She was a prostitute. Yet God brought that man David through that. Promised Jesse, Obed, all the way down, Obed, Jesse, Boaz, a type of Christ. I left him out. Boaz all came through an Israeli general doing what God told him not to do. He married a Gentile prostitute. He didn't just marry a Gentile woman. He married a Gentile prostitute. We can't figure God out, but I can see the redemption part in that though. I can see how God saved her. You and I had many husbands. Drinking, smoking, gambling. We were married many, many times. And if God hadn't done away with them, you and I couldn't have had Christ. Because remember, Paul says, I give to you a chaste virgin. When you receive the new birth, you change back to a virgin. Not physically. See, that's where the Catholic Church gets so close with all that. Changing you back. But you're a chaste virgin. You have no other husband then. All your husbands should be dead.
Amen.
That was what was happening with Rahab.
Amen.
The Bible says all of Jericho was killed. So every one of her accusers were dead. That's what Jesus said to the woman when they throwed her down. He said, woman, where's your accuser? She said, I have none. He said, well, I didn't see you do it either.
Right. That's right.
He hears our voice through the blood.
Yes.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
And there's Elijah. How in the world can a man stand up and say, it'll not rain until I call for it?
Right.
That wasn't Elijah.
Right.
That was Christ in Elijah. That was Christ breaking the airwaves and said, they'll not even do fall on the ground. Now listen, we've been through some droughts, right? We've been through droughts. Not 3.5 years of it. But what about a drought that they, because here in Georgia, I mean, you can get a good dew on the ground and you can survive for a little while. Because it's really wet. But he said, not even dew will touch the ground for 3.5 years. That wasn't Elijah.
Right.
So what are you saying, Brother Wade? Me and you are going to have to be like those people, but we got the new birth. Our purpose in life is that, you know what? He wants us to speak.
Right.
He wants us to speak it. He wants us. All right. Musicians, get ready to come. We'll read this one quote. Then we're going to stop right here. I told you it would be 3:30. All right? Let's read number 3 and then we'll... Now, God's great secret mystery he had before the world began. Now, back in the back part of God's mind, there was something that he was trying and going to achieve. Remember, God is going to say, I will, and it will not come any other way. And he had a motive in doing it. Remember, Brother Brown talked about you? He said, whatever decision you make, let it be the right motive and the right objective. All right? And he had a motive in doing it, in what? In order to let himself be healer, savior, redeemer. He couldn't do it when there was nobody lost. In order to let him be expressed, because first there wasn't even a moon, star, atom, molecule, or anything. He was God. But he exactly wasn't God at that time, because God is an object of worship. There was nothing to worship him. So in his great mind, he wanted these attributes to be expressed. And in him was love, and him was to be father, and him was to be son, and him was to be savior, and him was to be a healer. And all these great attributes that we see already expressed. See, we're seeing them already expressed now. They were in God. So my opinion, the first thing that he made was angels. Then they worshiped him, and that made him God. And he started from there. Now that's what we're going to start with Wednesday. As in previous messages, I've tried to explain, break it down. And now then, when angels began to worship him, that was before there was even a molecule on the earth. We covered this. That was the first thing created, was angels. Lucifer and the angels. There was nothing. It was all darkness. It wasn't no sun, no moon, no stars, no nothing. He was God, as he asked Job, where were you when I laid the foundations of the world? Right? The sons of God shouted to go for joy. The morning stars sang together, sons of God shouted for joy. See now, where were you? See, that was way back before the earth. Now, God had a purpose and a hidden mystery. And that's what I want to speak on to the church this morning. The hidden mystery of God that he had in his mind before the world ever began. Now watch. And how it's unfolded itself right down to this present hour that we're living. Then you will understand clearly then, you see, on I believe what is being done. That's why we're musicians come. That's why we're covering this. We're covering this so that we can all understand the perfect plan of redemption. The eternal plan of redemption. Because folks, you're not going to ever forget it. You're going to know how you got there.
Right.
Remember what Brother Branham said on that we were listening to just now? He said, you'll know old Brother Branham made it when you hear me singing Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. Down on the curve of the river there somewhere, you know, he made it pretty clear where he was going to have his little cabin at. Let's stand to our feet. God bless you. But this eternal plan of redemption, and you know what? You say, well, Brother Wade, it's eternal plan of redemption. Yeah, it's an eternal plan of redemption. Because you and I are going to continue to talk about it, and 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 continue to talk about it, because it's not going to have an end. We're going to get a piece of it here. But if you don't get a piece of it here, you wasn't part of it back there, and you sure ain't going to be a part of it that way. Sing some.
God's attributes were manifested in the revelation by the last prophet's message, and we
page 376.
Know who we are, and why we raise the Lord, praise the Lord,
for the original life, the original life, the original seed, the original word is what I believe, the Son of Man is revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled, the original life, the original seed. Listen to this. We are the Word made flesh today, this is what the scriptures say, and our names are seen within, redeemed and perfect without sin. Yes, we are anointed and inspired by our God.
Who's the original life?
Sing it to him.
The original life. The original seed. The original word. Is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed. The seventh seal is unveiled. The original life.
Think about that.
The original seed. Our eyes of understanding he has opened up at last. And sweet victory is ours who were chained down in the past. True jubilee has sounded and we have received.
We responded
to our God. Who's the original life?
Sing it to him.
The original life. The original seed. The original word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed. The seventh seal is unveiled. The original life.
Do you have a need?
The original seed. Oh, we are called unto adoption, full authority and power. Sleeping saints will wake and join us for translation in that hour. Till gentle days be over. Glory, hallelujah to our God.
Sing it to him.
Who's the original life? The original life. The original seed. The original word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed. The seventh seal is unveiled. The original life. The original seed. Oh, we are called unto
adoption. That's our call. That's what Christ is going to equip us to do in this hour.
Gentile days soon will be over. Glory, hallelujah to our God. Who's the original life? The original life. The original seed. The original word is what I believe. The Son of Man is being revealed. The seventh seal is unveiled. The original light. The original seed.
You know, the world is looking for Christ to come back. He's already here. He's already here. They're going to miss that part. Why? Because their traditions has told them in the book they read that Christ is coming back either on a cloud or on a horse or something. Eastern skies are going to split. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. But we know one thing's for sure. He's already here, equipping us and getting us ready to take us there. Not that he's coming. He's already here. And that's what we look at the Bible and we see. That's why it says the original life, the original seed, the original word. Everything in it, that what we're talking about is the original.
Amen. That's it. Amen.
The Son of Man is revealed.
Yes.
In a bride. Because it's what? It's Christ in human flesh called the Son of Man. That's what Jesus was. Jesus Christ, the Son of Man. And I like that too. I want you to realize one thing. I hope we do something for July the 4th this year. I'm putting this out here real quick. Because July the 4th, 1971, on a Sunday, we had our first church service. This year, July the 4th, 2021, falls on a Sunday, and it will be our 50th Jubilee. The Golden Jubilee. The one that gets us out of here. The Golden Jubilee, July the 4th of this year, on a Sunday. Brother Chris, it just happens to be on a Sunday. It cycled 50 years and now it's back on Sunday, July the 4th. 2021, who'd have thought it? We thought the rapture was going to take place in July of 1976 or January 1st, right? Or 1977. But it didn't because we didn't understand what a prophet was telling us. I believe since then, we've understood a little more about what the prophet said.
Amen.
I believe we're though in the final countdown though. I believe God has equipped us the finality. He's equipped us to take this journey.
Right.
Because listen, folks, We know this eternal redemption is eternal, and we know that when we leave, this redemption goes to Israel, and then it goes to the world, and then it goes to a white throne judgment. There's still redemption going on. But now listen, for the Gentile church, folks, we're at the door. We're like right here. We're not looking. It's right here. The end of the Gentile bride age is just within minutes of being over. As far as God's time is just in, if it was 3 minutes till midnight back when Brother Adam was here, it may be just seconds. Yes. But remember what I told you. God said, I'll come and get you. But remember, He'll not always strive with man. He's going to be gracious, and He's going to have grace, and He's going to have patience. But one day, though, that door is going to close. And remember, Noah did not close the door of the ark. God closed the door. God said, that's it. No more. That dispensation is over. You didn't listen to my preacher for 120 years. This is your last day. He said, Noah, go get in the ark. Within 7 days, he said, I'm going to make it rain. He protected Noah. But he also protected Enoch, who went before that. We don't go through tribulation. No. Noah's a type of the tribulation saints. He's not even a type of us. Enoch is a type of us. We take a rapture before the flood happens. You love the Lord? That's what God showed us in the end time. He showed us these things, showed us what we were doing, how it was going. You could put it, I can't make a very good chart, but that's pretty much truth all the way across. I say it's 100% truth. But you and I are going to have, without a prophet of God though, you take that to anybody else and you let them see it and they're going to pick it apart because of their ideas and their denominational ideas. And most in the message, because it's just, no, 7 years after three and a half years after the rapture takes place. It's 7 years, according to the Bible. Bible. We're Bible people. So was Brother Branham. He was a Bible prophet. Can't make him say something that he didn't say. Let's bow our head. All minds clear. Lord Jesus, we pray that you take care of the people on the way home. We pray that we've said something, Lord, that'll spark an interest in their heart. Maybe they can go back and study you more, Lord. That we know that we have been equipped. Lord Jesus, in the countdown, the prophet of God told us, he said, this is the only age that we could have astronauts. And so this is the only age that we as the bride of Jesus Christ can be thinking and being equipped to make that journey out of this dimension into another one. Father, forgive us of our sins. Bless this week as we come forward, Lord. I pray that you'd touch all of us in our bodies. Keep us strong, Lord. Be with us on our little journey we're about to take, Lord, on the highway. We pray that you'd bless each one here in the highways, Lord, and be with us until we come back on Wednesday night, Lord, and hear from you, Father. May this not be a man, but let it be the Christ that takes over, Lord, and speaks what needs to be spoken in the end time. Lord, there's not much time for Gentiles. Not much time of playing around. Went around Horeb for 40 years, and finally you said, this is it. You either accept me or reject me. Father, we know that that's a horrible thing, but we know that there is a time, Lord, that you're going to not have any more Gentiles to be saved. That's just your part of your plan, Lord. And we pray that if we're not part of that plan, that we will become a part of that plan by the baptism of the Holy Ghost of the new birth. Yes. Forgive us, Lord, of our sins again, Lord. Be with the pastor. Keep him strong. Keep us all healthy. Yes. Bless us in Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed. The original sin, the
God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this last age. We have caught the